Case controllers and electronic superheat EVs. How modern supermarket case controllers run an electronic expansion valve EEV to control superheat, reading a pressure transducer and a coil outlet temperature sensor, driving a stepper valve, and managing defrost and case temperature, how it differs from a TXV, and how to diagnose an electronic superheat fault. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is, on a modern supermarket, each refrigerated case or lineup is run by a case controller, a small networked computer at the fixture that controls refrigeration, defrost, fans, lights, and anti-sweat heaters and reports back to a store-wide controller. The piece that replaces the old mechanical TXV is an electronic expansion valve EEV, a motor-driven valve the controller positions precisely to maintain superheat. Instead of a spring, bulb, and diaphragm reacting mechanically, the controller measures superheat electronically and commands the valve to exactly the position it wants. The payoff is tight, low, stable superheat. More coil used equals more capacity and efficiency, fast and accurate defrost, and full visibility. The controller logs case temperature, superheat, and faults, and manager or you can see every case from one screen. How it works? The controller computes superheat in real time from two inputs at the coil. A pressure transducer on the evaporator or suction tells the controller the evaporator pressure, which it converts to saturated suction temperature for the refrigerant. In software, it knows the refrigerant and its PT relationship, including glide handling for blends. A temperature sensor at the coil outlet gives the actual vapor temperature leaving the coil. Superheat equals coil outlet temperature saturated suction temperature, calculated continuously. The controller then drives the AEV to hold superheat at its target. The EEV is typically a stepper motor valve. The controller sends it a number of steps to open or close, positioning the orifice precisely anywhere between fully shut and fully open. If measured superheat is above target coil starving, the controller opens the valve more steps to feed more liquid. If superheat is below target coil overfeeding, floodback risk, it closes the valve. Because it's positioning a motor to a commanded step count, not balancing spring forces, it can hold superheat lower and steadier than a TXV, and react faster. The same controller usually controls case temperature by modulating refrigeration, slash cycling the EEV closed and managing any electronic EPR or second stepper for case temperature slash suction regulation, runs defrost on schedule or demand, terminates on a coil sensor, manages fan delay, and often closes the EEV to isolate the coil during defrost, drives fans, lights, and anti-sweat heaters, sometimes modulating anti-sweat based on humidity, networks to the store controller for set points, logging, alarms, and remote access. EVS, TXV in one breath. A TXV is self-contained and mechanical. Bulb senses outlet temp, internal pressure balances against spring plus equalizer to set superheat. No electronics. An EEV is dumb on its own. The controller is the brain, measuring superheat from a transducer plus sensor and commanding the stepper. Diagnose a TXV as a mechanical valve. Diagnose an EEV as a controlled output target vs actual inputs, drive, wiring. In the field, start at the controller, not the valve. Read the live values, case slash product temperature, evaporator pressure and the derived saturated temp, coil outlet temperature, calculated superheat, EEV position percent or steps, and any active alarms. The controller already shows you superheat and what the valve is doing. Validate the inputs before trusting the math. A bad pressure transducer or a mislocated slash failed coil outlet temperature sensor makes the controller's superheat number wrong, and it'll drive the valve to the wrong place chasing a lie. Check the sensors against your own gauge slash thermometer at the coil. Compare measured vs commanded. If the controller commands the EEV wide open, but superheat stays high, the valve isn't feeding stuck stepper, drive fault, wiring, or upstream liquid slash charge slash solenoid problem. If it commands nearly closed but superheat is low slash zero, the valve's leaking by or the math is off. Check the EEV drive and wiring. A stepper that won't move, failed motor, broken drive output, bad harness sits where it stalled. The controller may flag it, confirm the valve physically tracks commands. Mind defrost interaction. The controller may park the AEV closed during defrost and reopen after with a fan delay. A case that won't refrigerate after defrost can be an AEV that didn't reopen or a defrost termination slash sequence fault. Normal values and targets. Superheat target. EEVs are typically run at a lower, tighter superheat than a TXV would hold. The controller can manage close to the floodback edge safely. Often a modest single-digit low double-digit degrees target at the coil outlet, set in the controller per case. Lower stable superheat equals more coil used equals more capacity. EV position, reported as percent open or step count. It should modulate with load more open under heavy load slash after defrost, less open at light load. A valve pinned at 0% or 100% is a clue. Saturated suction temperature, derived in software from the transducer, matches the case's target coil temperature for the product class medium vs low temp, case slash product temperature, held at the product set point. The controller logs it for food safety records. Glide handling. For blend refrigerants, the controller uses the correct saturation reference dew point for superheat internally. No manual PT column reading needed, but the controller must be set to the correct refrigerant. Representative, exact targets live in the controller configuration. Confirm against the equipment and the programmed refrigerant. Common faults and what they mean. Controller shows high superheat, case warm, EDV commanded open. Valve not feeding, stuck slash failed stepper EDV. Drive board output fault. Broken wiring slash connector, or an upstream problem liquid line solenoid closed. Low charge. Plug dryer. No liquid to the valve. The brain wants liquid. The valve isn't delivering. Controller shows low slash zero superheat. Floodback risk. EV commanded nearly closed. Valve leaking by won't seat, or the superheat calculation is wrong, because the sensor slash transducer is bad. Verify the inputs before condemning the valve. Superheat reading looks impossible slash case behaves opposite to the number. Bad pressure transducer or coil outlet temperature sensor. Wrong refrigerant programmed, or a sensor on the wrong line. The controller drives the valve off bad data. Check sensors against real instruments. EEV won't move slash stuck. Stepper motor, drive output, or harness fault. The valve stalls in place and the case can't track load. The controller often alarms it. Case won't refrigerate after defrost. EEV didn't reopen. Defrost termination slash sequence fault, or fan delay slash control problem in the controller. The refrigeration sequence didn't resume. Whole lineup slash section down or odd. Could be the store controller, the network, power to the case controllers, or a shared suction slash rack issue, not the individual EEV. Step up a level. Tech tips and gotchas. The controller is the brain. The EDV is a dumb motor. Diagnose the system. Target superheat vs measured, the two input sensors, the commanded valve position vs actual, and the drive slash wiring. Don't replace the valve the way you swap a TXV before confirming the controller's inputs and outputs. Garbage in, garbage out. Validate the sensors. A bad transducer or coil outlet sensor makes the calculated superheat a lie, and the controller will happily drive the valve to the wrong place chasing it. Check both inputs against your own gauge and thermometer before trusting the screen. Compare commanded position to actual behavior. EV commanded wide open plus high superheat equals valve slash feed problem. EV commanded nearly shut plus low superheat equals leak by or bad math. The mismatch between command and result tells you which side is broken. Confirm the programmed refrigerant. The controller derives saturated temperature from the transducer using the configured refrigerant. Wrong refrigerant and the config equals wrong superheat math equals wrong valve action, even with perfect sensors. EEVs run lower superheat on purpose. Don't correct a low single-digit superheat to TXV numbers. The electronic control is designed to hold tighter and lower for efficiency. Judge it against the controller's target, not a mechanical TXV habit. After defrost, no cool is a sequence problem. EEV reopen, defrost termination, and fan delay all live in the controller. When a case won't refrigerate right after a defrost, look at the sequence slash controller, not the refrigeration cycle. Step up a level for multi-case faults. One case misbehaving equals that case controller slash EEV slash sensors. A whole section equals store controller, network, power, or the rack slash suction group. Don't chase one EEV for a system-wide symptom. Safety slash code notes. AV and sensor work that opens the refrigerant circuit follows a PA section 608. Be cover, don't vent. Case controllers, stepper drives, and sensor circuits are live low-voltage electronics. Verify before working in the panel and don't force a stepper valve mechanically. Product slash case temperatures. The controller logs support food safety records under the applicable food code. Preserve slash verify them when servicing. Anti-sweat heaters and defrost heaters driven by the controller are electrical loads. Lock out and verify dead before servicing those circuits.